from the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
Just over a year ago, a cargo ship ran into the Oakland Bay Bridge, spilling 53,000 gallons of fuel oil. Thousands of seabirds died, yet many were saved, thanks to a large army of volunteers and the wildlife health experts at UC Davis. Wildlife veterinarian Michael Zicardi says fewer than 40% of the oil-coated birds rescued made it back to the sea.
Some of the lessons learned on this spill is that our preparedness is very good. Our field operations, we need to have some additional resources in the field. Our facilities worked excellent, but training, getting additional organizations involved in field efforts, trying to get a more robust workforce, getting out into the environment, collecting animals as quickly as possible, and getting them back into our rehabilitation centers is absolutely critical for future efforts.
So that when we're pressure washing, we're trying to do this basically as fast as everything is as fast as we can.
According to Zicardi, getting birds off the beaches quickly and giving them some initial treatment is critical and will ultimately increase their chances of survival.
So far, we found out that the animals that we've rehabilitated and released have survived just as long as animals, control animals, normal animals that we captured, put radios on, and released.
Zicardi runs the statewide Oiled Wildlife Care Network, a unit of the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine. Paul Fotenauer reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.